been an adjustment with so much talk about Brock. Are you ever Ted looking over here and not talking about me? Is it a different week for you?
Oh, I got to admit, every time they yell his name, I'm looking over my shoulder. There's no question. Yeah.
Where does it stand with Isaiah? Coach was saying he's still the guy on punt return, but obviously you're getting to a point where he can't fumble the ball much more.
Yeah. Isaiah's got to catch the ball. He's got to move his feet. He can't, for lack of better terms, be lazy late in the punt, because that's what happens. You know, you get comfortable, your feet get stuck in the ground, and then the ball moves on you last second. And so he's usually been pretty good at that. He's been pretty good at that. We had a drop off last week, and it cost us big time. And we keep having egregious error after egregious error, and that's on me as a coach. It's attention to detail. You know, we fix a leak on one end of the boat, and then another one pops up on the other end. And so I've got to dial in, get the guys focused. You know, I'm trying to create a special teams culture here of, you know, a bunch of ass kickers, and I got to get that out of them. And so I'm not doing that yet. So I got to step it up.
A player. I mean, coaches can still only do so much. Ball security or paying attention to the assignment still on the player. You know, like, get on your players, but at the end of the day, there's so much you can do, right?
The way I see it, Brandon, is the product that we put on the field is a reflection of me and a reflection of my work. And so those guys are out there working hard. I mean, Isaiah's out here catching punts pre-practice, during practice, post-practice. And so there's something that I can do more, you know, if it's a coaching point or if it's having him watch film, then I got to do that. I got to raise my expectations, no question.
Is the mentality of kicking butt teachable?
There's no question it is. Yes. And it becomes contagious. All it takes is one guy, really, to be the catalyst. And then it becomes contagious. And then that's how you build a culture from within. And I haven't managed to do that yet. And that's on me. So I got to keep pressing, keep grinding, and hope that I get that out of them.
Van said that DeMarcus won't play or won't dress until he's better on teams. What does he need to do there?
Yeah. So I think DeMarcus is, He's a typical rookie. He comes in and he was a highly touted player in college, and at his position, I mean, a typical rookie at that position, where you come in as a D lineman, you're drafted to be a pass rusher, and the last thing on your mind is playing special teams. But on the roster, he's an outside backer, so he's going to take up one of four roster spots, and those two roster spots, that third and fourth outside linebacker, have to be contributors on special teams. That's so important. So I think DeMarcus is going through a little bit of that sort of that realization that, okay, I have to now become a special teams guy if I want a helmet on Sundays. And so we've talked, we had a good conversation this week. He came to me, and so that's a good first step on Marcus's behalf, that he wants to contribute. He realizes that now. No, he didn't do a lot of teams work in college. And, you know, again, that's not his fault. I can't blame the kid for that. It's a culture thing. It depends on what program you're in and what position you played. A lot of factors go into it. But now that he's here, it's on us to make sure that he realizes the importance of that.
Aside from that first punt, looked like the holding penalty looked like it was high and short to Tyreek Hill to kind of take him out. Was that the plan?
Right, yeah.
How that worked?
Absolutely. Yep. I think Riley did a great job managing the situation. The wind, the returner who was back there, he did a great job. I mean, we kept Kansas City, Riley had a 40-plus yard net, zero return yards, and so that's a pretty good day against Tyreek Hill, who's the best returner in the league, no question. And I think they're the best returning unit in the league, no question.
Was that good for Riley, especially coming off the game where he had the low liner to Travis?
It was definitely good, yeah. Good confidence booster for Riley. The fact that he went out and executed the game plan the way he did against what was probably the best returning unit in the league is a great thing for him. Absolutely.
A lot of people see a guy like Tyreek Hill and say, well, why don't you just kick it out of bounds? How hard is it to effectively kick it out of bounds without?
It's a lot easier said than done. It is not an easy thing to do, to kick a punt out of bounds. Short of kicking it out of bounds at 25 yards, you know, then you've got a 25 yard net, and then you put your defense back against the wall. So it's a fine line. And again, weather depends on it, not only temperature but the wind and what they're doing, the rush looks they're giving you, the fronts, all that stuff. So not as easy as it sounds. Yeah.
As you got late in the game, you put Isaiah back on kickoff. Are you making any full-time adjustment that, or is that because you wanted to, you know, you're in position you needed to break one?
Yeah, so no full-time adjustments there yet, Mike. Cody dropped one. He muffed one, too, on kickoff return, and we can't have that. That's unacceptable as well. And so there was a point in the game where I said, you know what, let's get Isaiah back there because I know he's sure-handed on the kickoffs, and we were just trying to get a spark.
And Cody with the knee, was he tentative a little bit? Or did he let the one bounce in front of him on the end zone?
I don't think he was tentative. I think because I spoke with him after the game, and he said he felt fine. I think it was just he was a little rusty, and with the squib, you know, he kind of mishandled the squib because you get antsy back there and you want to grab it and go, and then the other muff, he just, you know, he has an unorthodox style of catching the ball. You know, he doesn't catch it with his palms up. He catches it with his knuckles up, and it's tough. It's really tough. So we gotta fix his technique there. No question.
Is there any way to simulate catching punts in windy conditions during practice?
Well, if the wind's not blowing, you have to get creative. You have to get creative. You have to make your returners move. You have to make them move their feet. So you can't just shoot it right down the middle of the field and let them sit there with stationary feet. So our job is to create different scenarios for them. So we make them turn around. They can't face the punter, or we make them close their eyes, or we have them lay on the ground. They have to get up and activate and then move. And so there's a lot of things that we can do, and we do all that stuff. And our guys are good at it. They love doing it. They love the challenge. We have catching contests. You know, sometimes in a game, though, you get lost in the moment, and you forget your fundamentals, you know, the ABCs of the fundamentals. And that's going to happen with rookies. You're going to have some rookie setbacks sometimes. I mean, I get that, but we can't do that.
You bring in a left-handed, left-footed putter or anything next time, or did you this time?
No, what we do is we have our jugs machine, which is turned on a left-footed punter. So they get the spin. And the good thing with Isaiah is he played with a left-footed punter in college. So that we had an advantage there. But you can do that, Mike. I mean, those are things that we consider doing, no question.
For Brandon, was it important for him to kind of get a two-for-two night in some tricky conditions to get his confidence back?
It was, absolutely. And we had no field goal attempts against Los Angeles, so he kind of had a little bit of time to sort of put the woes behind him, and then he came out and made the two field goals. So that was good. In windy conditions, you know, it wasn't exactly favorable there, so it was good.
We expected for Brandon this week to have 100-plus people there, and the place actually really well.
Yeah, exactly. So his... His sight should be good, you know. All his targets are there, and so he hopefully he can hit those again. Yeah.
Well, we've heard you kind of fall on the sword for whether it's your punter, your kicker, your returners when they goof up. I'm wondering, are your players taking sufficient accountability like you are?
Yeah, they are. I hold them accountable in the meetings, no question, and they know that. And my players are good pros. They understand when they make mistakes. They know. They come to me firsthand. They're the first guys to come to me, and they tell me. They admit it. I love that about them, and because we made that pact in the beginning. We said, fellas, we're going to be honest with each other, okay? I'm going to tell you how it is. You tell me how it is, and that's how we're going to work together. And so, but look, I'm their leader. I got to be out in the forefront, and I got to take responsibility when we mess up as a group. That's on me. Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.